so. I got a new lease on life. It's the only live once.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey there, radio world out there, wherever you are scattered around this globe, welcome to Go Yard. And I'm Mama Mac, and along with me is my co-host, the beautiful, the talented, the absolutely brilliant and full of wisdom, Dr. Angel Falzoni. Good evening, Dr. Angel.
Wow, what an intro. Good evening. How are you?
We never know what the intro is going to do, right? There you go. See, and even engineer Chris agreed with that. That was an exclamation point. Welcome, everyone. We welcome Starcom Media Network and our dear friend Ed Till and that wonderful crew out there that has us on so many stations across the United States now and around the globe. And that is a joy. And I had the privilege this week, Doctor, of spending about 30 minutes with Ed on one of his shows. And we talked about Go Yard. We talked about this show. We talked about last week's show, which was...
Oh, when is enough enough?
When is enough enough?
My brain's a little slow.
Yes. Wasn't that a great show? And if you missed it, go to TanTalk1340.com, go to podcasts, and go to Go Yard. And it's still on the TanTalk website. And will, at the end of this month, then be on GoYard2014.org, which is our website. And people can catch us on Facebook, too, right?
They
and
can.
You're the big Facebook guru.
It's so, Facebook.com/GoYard1340.
Come like us, please. Absolutely. And so we're just excited about everything that's going on this show. And you know, come September, the middle of September, Doctor, you know what that's going to be?
It'll be a year.
Do you know it's 11 months right now that we've been on the air?
Wow.
With this show.
By.
It has flown by, and we have been having so much fun. And we thank you, every one of you, for our faithful listeners. We're hearing from more and more people. And now we're hearing from people in other countries, which is exciting. And tonight's show is questions and answers. And the questions are coming from our audience.
Absolutely. And it's always a privilege to do these shows. These are fun. They're multi-topics, and they're the heart of what our listeners are wanting to know.
What they're going through. It's daily, you know, daily living, isn't it?
It is. It's out there in the trenches.
It certainly is. So we're excited about tonight's show. And if you want to go back and listen to any of the topics we've done in the last 11 months, go to our website, goyard2014.org, and it's easy. Just go to radio broadcast. There they are, and they're going to be there from now till Jesus comes. So anyway, we welcome you to go do that. If you want to text during the show, I know I'm talking fast, but we got a lot to do tonight. Go, just do that. Just text right here to my phone. I'm going to hold it up so you can all see it out there in with on the webcam. And my phone number, or our phone number here, is 727-888-4171. And that goes all the time. That's for both this show and the show that we do on Sunday, which is at 3 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time Sundays on this station, TanTalk1340.com, called Living the Good Life. And it's a show about God and about the Word, but with great contemporary Christian music. So if any of you want to catch that, do that. But there we go. All right. If you want to text in during the show and comment on some of these issues and problems that we're going to talk about tonight, 727-888-4171. If you want to call in, Engineer Chris will be glad to answer the phone and patch you through to us. That number is 727-441-3000. Huh. I got all that out, Doctor.
Mouthful there.
There you go. All right. Let me read you the first question, Dr. Angel Expert. Here we go. This comes from one of our listeners. School is about to start, and my youngest child will be going into kindergarten. I am having such a hard time letting her go to school. I will miss having her home. I am not ready for this change in my life. What can I do to feel better about this?
Ooh, this is a big one. This can be a hard one, especially when it's the youngest. But I think anytime our kids are going through those life transitions, we are as well going through those life transitions as parents.
Good point.
And so there's a part of it that we need to let our kids grow and move forward. We can't just hold them back because we would like them to remain small.
Right.
And realizing this is for our child's best interest to go to school and to learn and to grow and to develop. And for us as parents, there's a loss.
Yes.
But there's a lot to gain in your child going to school, too.
And the things that they come home and say and talk about, and my next to the youngest grandson, Mason, is 4 and started pre-K this week. And, you know, he's just in that time of trying to figure out how does all this work? You know, it's kind of fun, I think, for them, for all of us to watch them, the changes that they make.
True, and this is a great time of change and transition, but a lot of it's positive. And so instead of focusing on not having your child home all the time like you're used to,
right,
which is great that you had that bonding time because a lot of parents don't get that this day and age with having to work, start looking forward to what you're gaining. You're going to be gaining a child with new experiences and just new passion for life and things that you guys can share and do together. So now you can come home and do homework together and talk about making friends and, you know, look for what's happening forward.
I think that's a real good point, Doctor, that it will broaden the things you can talk about with your child.
Absolutely. And, you know, before long, I mean, in kindergarten these days and age, they'll start reading and, you know, they'll be reading to you instead of you reading to them all the time. And so it changes it and it grows. And that's a great positive thing for our child to do is to learn and grow.
So in other words, change your mindset from you're losing all this time to now the time is different.
It's going to be different. And you can make it more quality because now you will have some time apart. So that time together will be even more magical.
And what about suggesting the mom just go to the gym or do some class or something?
Volunteer.
Right, volunteer. I mean,
there's a lot of things you can do to make up that time. Don't just sit there and, you know, I've heard of some parents just sitting home and, you know, boo-hooing and waiting for their child to come home because they're so sad. Move forward yourself. This is a transition for you too, Mom.
There you go. All right, question number two. I hope that helped you out there. And by the way, if you have a question during the show, you can call it in to Engineer Chris and or text it directly to me, as I said, and we'll be happy to try to get it in today. Second question. My girlfriend is always on social media. It is really starting to hurt our relationship because she goes on social media every time we are together, chatting and posting everything. Other than this social media issue, we have a great relationship. I don't know how to help her understand that social media is hurting us.
Ooh, this is a big one.
Ooh.
And this is a common issue.
And it's a current one, and it is going on in a lot of relationships, Doctor.
Absolutely. And social media can be a great thing, and it can be something that actually hinders our relationships, our friendships, our romantic relationships, our relationships with our kids.
Right.
Because it's so prevalent. And
yeah.
I think sometimes people are more focused on posting life instead of living it.
Oh, my. There you go. That's a bell ringer. You want to say that again and explain it? Because I like that. I like what you just said.
I think some people put more time into posting life instead of living life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw something cute on social media that said, in case of a fire, please leave the building before posting on social media.
That's good. That's
and
good.
It is. And so sitting down and talking with her and just sharing your heart and letting her know, like, you know, this is hindering our relationship. So maybe we can come up with a plan together. Maybe when we're doing a special activity, we can take a break from it. We both will commit to doing this.
Yeah.
And make it a team effort instead of just you're hurting our relationship and coming at her where she has to come defensive. Sit down and share your heart and let her know, you know, I value this relationship and I want our time to be quality. So, you know, can we start setting some parameters so it's not so invasive for us?
Absolutely. You know, back a few weeks ago, we did three shows on parenting, and it was at the very time that some of my grandkids were visiting. And my son said, tomorrow we are going to have hands-off electronics the whole day, you know. I couldn't do it because of work with real estate, but the kids all did it, and they suffered, and it was kind of hard on them, you know, but it was fun. I mean, at the end of the day, they said, well, it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. I thought it was kind of cool.
It is great. And, you know, here's the thing. It's very addicting. It's a behavioral addiction.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And so with any kind of addiction, behavioral, it takes some time to undo. So start small. You know, maybe when we go out to eat, we won't be on our phones and post on social media. And then try that and see how that works. Or maybe when we're watching a movie, we're not going to do it. And then step people in little chunks. Give them a chance to grow. She's not going to just stop.
Right. Yeah.
It's something that people get used to and almost becomes like the security blanket.
It is. I think it is. Absolutely. All right. Moving on to question three. This lady says, my mother treats me and my younger sister the same. Oh, it's not a lady. I'm reading it now. It's a 17-year-old girl. I am 17 and a senior in high school while my little sister is in the seventh grade. We have the same bedtime, the same curfew and rules about everything. I want my mom to treat me like I am older. I can't even go to my high school football games because they go later than I'm allowed to stay out. When my friends come over, it's embarrassing because my mom or my little sister have to be involved in everything we do. I want my mom to back off some and give me more freedom.
Woo. This is a doozy.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And this is
having had a
common
teenage daughter, I can understand how this person feels. Chris, yeah, what you want to comment on that?
As the young, as the youngest one in the room, I feel like this is my area of expertise.
Oh.
I don't know how, doctor, I don't know how you would, don't you have, you have a 17-year-old, don't you?
I do have a 17-year-old son, yes.
So imagine your 17-year-old son is asking, are you offended if that question was from your son? Are you, as the mother, offended by that question?
Absolutely, I would be offended.
Why?
Why? Because I think that, not offended, but I wouldn't want my 17-year-old to feel like he has the same rules as a significantly younger sibling.
Right, okay. So you think that it's fair for him to feel...
I absolutely believe the 17-year-old is valid in feeling that.
Okay.
There should be some differences.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this, Chris?
I mean, I'm an only child, so it's hard for me, but I can understand that.
Yeah.
If you're, regardless of your age, if you can't go to your high school football games, what if she was on the cheerleading team?
Right, exactly.
What if it was her, what if it was a boy and he was on, do you know what I mean? Like if she was on the high school volleyball team, she would be at the games past whatever. I mean, I don't know what time that is, but it obviously can't be that.
Must be 10 or something.
It can't even. There's no high school football games. I don't think are going
maybe
that
it's
late.
Nine.
No, they're not.
It sounds like it's probably like 9.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if there's other people there, I mean, do they have friends? Obviously, there's family friends are there also. I mean, get a ride with someone else or another friend. I don't know.
This is extreme. Yeah.
This is. And, you know, with a 17-year-old, they're going to be
thanks
an adult
for weighing in, Chris. That's great.
The 17-year-old's a senior in high school, which means next year's transition to adulthood.
Oh, my gosh,
yes. So it is time to have some separate and some differences and to give more freedom.
Sounds like mom is just wanting to hang on as long as she can hang on to all the control of both girls, you know?
Or it could just be that mom might be overwhelmed and it's easy when it's the same.
Yeah.
Then we don't have this whole, back and forth. Well, it's no fair. This is no fair. She can do this and I can't do this. And you know what? Sometimes I have to, my words is, life's not fair.
That might be a good song there, Chris. Life's not fair.
It's not fair.
But it's not sometimes. But, you know, it would be more fair if they were treated differently. I think, I agree with this girl. It's not quite right.
And it needs to be age appropriate and responsibility based.
Right.
But she needs an opportunity to grow and earn trust.
Yeah.
To be able to do age appropriate activities like a high school football game. She wasn't, I mean, in her questions, she didn't ask to go to the all-nighter parties.
No,
it was,
she just wants to.
A very reasonable request.
How about the fact that mom likes to hang out with her and her friends when they're there? That,
What
I had
happens.
Teenagers for a while, and I didn't want to hang out with them as their mom. I don't know why this mom does, frankly.
You know what happens sometimes is the moms try to be the friends.
It's exactly right.
And that's kind of what it sounds like. Mom's trying to hold on to her youth. Maybe she has unresolved issues from her adolescence. And she's kind of going back and reliving through her kid. But, you know, our kids need space to grow and learn and develop. And so to the 17-year-old, I would tell you to sit down with mom.
Yeah.
And talk about it.
Yeah. And if there's dad, then try to get dad to sit down, too.
And sit down and talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because things are different, you know, especially the year before, your senior year. I mean, next year, she may be going off to college or moving on her own. And all of a sudden, she's going to have all this freedom and not know how to handle it.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a great opportunity for mom to start letting her have little freedom so that she can learn to handle those responsibly.
Reminds me of the mother with the kindergarten kid. Okay.
Kind of, doesn't it? I didn't even see that until you put that together.
Well, and this is good. This is good. All right. We love these questions. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Let me give you the email address for your questions. It is goyard2014@gmail.com. Or you can text them to the 727-888-4171. And we promise you they will get on one of our shows when we do this every few weeks. I guess we do it every 2 or 3 months, don't we, have a question show?
We seem to be doing one every quarter.
Okay.
You know, kind of going back to that last question, I had a a client who had a similar situation, a little bit different, but similar in nature. And so she put together a PowerPoint presentation. It was very cute. It was very therapeutic, but actually, and it helped. And they were able to negotiate some different rules and some different terms and, you know, think about it and talk about it. And I liked how that she put that thought behind it.
Oh, that's good.
And so that was a really good way.
My oldest grandson, Chase, did that for his dad when he wanted to switch schools for a reason, you know, his junior year in high school, he wanted to go to a different school, a little bigger and so forth, with more opportunity. And his dad said, well, put together something so I can look at the reasons why. And he did, and he let him do it. So
I think the key to this is handling it maturely.
Yes.
And
yes.
And staying calm and talking about it and thinking about what are you asking for?
Right. Yeah. If it's reasonable.
And then communicate with mom.
Question number 4 is a doozy. I just found out that I am pregnant. This is the question. This is not me.
Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. This was totally unplanned, as I am in my mid-40s. My husband and I have raised our son, who is in his 20s. This is an oops baby. My husband has stated he doesn't want any more kids, as we have been preparing to live abroad now that we are empty nesters. How do I tell my husband I am feeling overwhelmed and scared? Boy, that is an intense question.
That's a doozy. Wow.
Whoa. I feel sorry for this lady. I really do.
True. And, you know, doesn't always happen the way we plan.
Right. I don't mean that it's awful she's having a baby. No, but she's kind of in a difficult situation.
In a difficult situation. First, she needs to be able to communicate with her husband. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's not just the loss of his plans. It's probably partially hers if they were planning on doing this activity and moving abroad. Just because they're having a baby doesn't mean they still can't necessarily.
Right. That's true.
There are a lot of, you know, professionals that move abroad for all kinds of reasons and they bring their children with
That's
them.
That's exactly right.
It will be different how you live your life. But holding this in and keeping the secret, it's got to be, I can imagine, very overwhelming for her.
Yeah.
And she needs the support of her husband. If they have a connected relationship and it sounds like they've been together for quite some time, that to sit down and just let him share this burden with her.
Yeah, because they're both responsible.
True. And, you know, being in your 40s and being pregnant, not expecting it, it's almost the same as the teenagers who are pregnant when they don't expect it. It's scary. Those are two very scary times.
They are.
And it's very difficult to share that with someone.
Yeah.
And so sitting down with your husband and let him share that support with you. You can't handle this burden alone.
And if you guys need to go to counseling or something, do that. Seek a therapist to help you through it.
Absolutely. But make sure you're getting your, you know, medical checkups and, you know, those kinds of things as well.
Definitely.
Because that's really important. But this is too big of a burden to take on by oneself.
And maybe try to change your mental attitude to this is a blessing, an unexpected blessing. And they don't even know what's going to come from it, you know.
You don't. You know, it's kind of funny. It reminds me of that movie, Father the Bride 2.
Oh.
Did you see that?
I did not.
Well, the parents found out they were pregnant right after their married daughter found out she was pregnant.
Okay.
And so it was taking them through that transition late in life as well. And so,
yes.
It was overwhelming for them, and it was a cute comical movie. But sharing that with your husband is really important.
Rent the movie.
You need support.
All right. Question number 5. My husband and I are both working jobs, and we have 4 children together. However, when my husband comes home from work, he wants to play video games. This is frustrating me because I have to make sure the kids do their homework, cook dinner, clean the house, get things ready for the next day. I feel like the work burden has been placed on me, and I want to come home and relax some, too. I feel like if my husband and I won't work as a team, then we would both have time. If we would do that, we would both have time to ourselves instead of just him. How can I get my husband to get off the video games and help out more?
Oh my gosh.
This is a common problem. I've heard this from a lot of people.
I hear this a lot.
Yes. And Chris is kind of, you know, tucking his head down in there, aren't you, Chris? Because there's a lot of guys that are addicted to video games, right, Chris?
Stop buying him video games.
I like that.
I don't know. I don't know how old. What was the age?
It didn't say.
They just have 4 children. So,
I mean, here's the thing. I hate to be the one that says this, but I'm sorry, dude. When you got 4 kids, let the video games go.
That's right. You're right.
You know. I mean, even if he's 22.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I mean, if you're 22 years old and you got 4 kids, I guess there's people out there.
There are probably some.
even give them the benefit of the doubt and say like 25 or 26, yeah. It's still, let the video games go. There's other things. I mean, I don't have any kids. I'm 34. Every now and then, I live alone. I will go home, and if I'm sick and tired of watching TV and there's really nothing else on and I'm done with my binge watching on Netflix,
right.
I do have a video game system, and I've been known to
spend
some hours playing, but yeah, let it go.
Within reason, but you're talking about a marriage problem here. He is not helping with these kids.
In this scenario, there's five things. In that one statement or that one issue, there are five things more important than those video games.
That's right.
One of them is the wife, and four of them are the kids.
Exactly.
Let it go.
Oh, I love that.
All right,
that.
Wisdom from our engineer.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm getting good at this,
yes,
huh?
Yes, you are. My gosh, you've been listening to Dr. Angel a lot.
It's been a year.
Would you agree with Chris?
I absolutely agree with Chris. And, you know, let's broaden this out, because it's not, people don't just get stuck in video games, although this is this person's problem and very common. But sometimes it's sports or something else that's just taking their time and attention, and they're not coming in as a team. And,
or you know, just their phone. They're playing games on their phone. And I've heard people, wives, complain about that quite a bit with their guys.
So it could be any outlet that's happening. But the point is your wife needs help. And she needs your support, and your
get
kids
off your
need,
butt and help.
Your kids need their dad,
right?
You know, they need to have dad, both mom and father figure. And if the wife is going to get burnt out after a while, she's going to, if I'm doing all the work, it's going to end up hurting that marriage in the long run.
Boy, you can just see that's potential problems, right?
I wonder
there.
What kind of video games he's playing. Maybe if you started playing some different video games, it would change his perspective on life.
Maybe.
That's true. And it could.
And if you're listening, this lady, whoever you are, if you are listening, if you want to comment, that's fine. But you know, this is something that needs to be dealt with. That's what I hear you and Chris saying. Is that right, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely needs to be dealt with.
And don't just bury your head in the sand over this one.
And just keep letting it go on. We need to sit down and talk. And one thing you can do is take your husband to the side and say, here's the deal. I need help. We need to be a team.
Right.
I need your support.
But doctors, so many women are so afraid of their husband's anger or their husband just, you know, like, that's your problem, woman. Attitude. Giving them attitude.
True. But maybe he doesn't realize it's the problem that it is.
Yeah.
And so first thing we have to do is communicate. This is a problem, and I need you more.
Right.
I need your help. I need your support. The kids need you.
You know, I want to bring up the word right there that you just said, communication, because really when you go back through all our shows this year, one of the things that's consistent is people, we've got to develop better communication in our relationships so that hurt feelings are dealt with, so that problems like this are dealt with, so that you don't just rush things under the carpet and act like they're not there and there's a big, huge pink elephant in the room, you know?
True, and we can't expect people to read our minds and just know something's a problem.
That's right. We got to talk.
We do.
All right. Let's go to break. We'll come right back. We got more questions.
Let them have their time. Sit back and let them shine. Soak in the sun, sit back and let them have their fun. Let them spill their guts, cause one day they're gonna slip on them.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
It's go time.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. Cold never bothered me anyway.
Love it. Engineer Chris is great at our halftime songs. That's great. Let it go.
Let it go. There's a lot to let go these days.
Boy, there is, especially in these questions tonight, Dr. Angel Falzoni. Welcome back to Go Yard. I'm Mama Mac along with Dr. Angel, and our engineer Chris has been giving some of his manly, masculine advice tonight. And we are thrilled to have him joining the panel. Didn't know there was a panel, but there is now.
There
right?
is, and it's great. Love it.
No, it's great. We enjoy your comments, Chris. You're great.
Am I Simon?
Yeah, that's who you are. You're Simon, yeah. But, you know, we agree with everything he says.
Yeah, he's got a great idea.
So far tonight we do. But anyway, we want you to get involved, and you can send your questions. These are actual questions that have come from our listeners. These are not things that Dr. Angel and I sat around and wrote out. These are actual questions, and so you can do that same thing. Get us your questions by texting 727-888-4171 or emailing us, especially if it's a long thing like some of these are, to goyard2014@gmail.com. So also check us out on Facebook. And here we go. Question number six, Dr.
Angel.
Well,
no, we're not finished with question five.
Oh, we're not finished.
There's still some more to say about this.
Okay, this is the husband who plays video games instead of helping his wife with their four children.
Yes. Well, her question was...
And they both work.
How do I get my husband to get off the video games and help out more? Well, first, let's sit down and talk and let him know I need you. Using the I statements, those words. And then start making a plan of what maybe he just isn't very good at figuring out what he needs to do to help. So let's make a plan. So what can you do to help lighten my load?
Like give him a chore, like empty the dishwasher.
Sit down
and
maybe divide some responsibilities or say, okay,
help
if you
laundry?
Help this kid with homework while I'm doing dinner or whatever, but come up with a plan. Give him concrete things that he can do to help out.
I like that idea a lot.
Because a lot of people just aren't able to look in a situation and say, okay, this is what I need to do. So give him some tools.
I love it.
And then maybe set some parameters in of when we can have our free time. You can use your free time for video games or sports or whatever when we get this done.
Yeah.
And so that'll show that we're working together as a team and getting the kids involved. The chores shouldn't be all on mom.
No.
You know, we have four kids. Kids can sort laundry. The kids can, you know, pick up their messes. There are a lot that they can do. And so kind of make this a family effort. It'll help bond and grow your family together.
It will.
And it'll strengthen your marriage and make you more of a partnership and a team.
So a team. Yes.
Give him some concrete things he can do.
Give him some assignments and some chores. All right. We like that question. Here's the next one. I have been with my wife for 2.5 years. We recently had a child. She is aggressive. I take it the wife. She is aggressive, combative, and cruel verbally to me on a daily basis. Whoa. Whoa.
Do we know for sure he's talking about...
the wife.
We know that?
Yeah, because it's a baby.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
They had a baby. She is aggressive, combative, and cruel verbally to me on a daily basis. I'm having a hard time figuring out whether to just put up with it because we have this baby or remove myself from my wife. Whoa, sounds like Bridezilla turned into, you know what I'm saying?
It almost sounds like she used him to have a child, and now she's got the child and doesn't really care about the man.
Ooh, that's a good perspective.
That is a good perspective. That
you know, like, I'm sure you've probably read or heard of instances where there's women who they want a child so bad that they almost don't even care who the father is because they're the mother.
Yeah. Yeah,
true.
That's a good perspective,
Chris. That is a great one.
And because it looks to me here, doctor, that this lady has really changed since having the baby. Now, we know there's postpartum depression and things like that, but this is not depression he's describing. He's describing aggressive, combative, and cruel.
True.
Verbally.
So it could be multiple things going on. So I'm gonna open some windows. I love the window you just opened. Another one could be that after having a child, our women's hormones are not always balanced, and which can absolutely cause more aggressive and combative behavior.
Absolutely, can.
Because it can just throw their bodies out of whack. So maybe she needs to have physical medical exam.
Good idea.
It could be that we have the stresses of having a new child, and she's not able to have good coping skills with all the responsibilities, lack of sleep that happens when you have a baby.
Oh, gosh, that's so true.
And all the stuff that happens. You know, a lot of times people have children, and they think it's going to glue the relationship and just make it so happy, pretty, and put in a package. And really, kids are like the sandpaper. So if there was any issues in that relationship, it adds to it because the stress is very high. We have high financial stress. If they're working, daycare is astronomical. But lack of sleep, extra person to take care of and do all these things for, which can definitely cause our moods to get kind of crazy. Now, with that being said, aggressive, combative, and cruel behavior is not acceptable behavior.
No, it's not.
So I would definitely say that this couple needs professional help.
They need help.
They definitely need a medical intervention to make sure that there isn't some organic cause to this, and then they definitely will need to enter therapy to see if this can be worked on, and if not, they'll have to make that decision from that point forward.
I agree with you entirely, and we don't know here whether or not they've tried any of that, but these are great suggestions to throw out there.
But I would definitely say you don't just put up with something because you have a kid.
Right.
So we have to be proactive. And maybe she did what Chris thought, and, you know, just had that baby, and now she's trying to get rid of the husband so she can just have this child to herself.
And it very well could be that is
and
the case.
And it could be. You're right. They do.
Because there are
the deal.
People. I hear that, too.
You know, and the deal is you have a child. You got to co-parent this child for life. So let's look at the organic causes. Let's look at the coping and stress causes that the child has had. Let's look on the relationship. And if you can't move forward, then you have to make decisions to move apart.
In other words, I hear you saying, doctor, let's be proactive and do something about this mess and don't just live in this. In fact, it looks like he's about to bail. So he's thinking about that. And before you bail, sir, please do these things that Dr. Angel is suggesting. And you know, and because it is always better if you can have both of you parenting a child in unity, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so there could be a lot going under this. This is not a lot of information for a pretty significant issue. And so I would definitely just say, you know, let her go to the doctor. Let's look at what's really going on and get some professional help.
Okay.
Either way, professional help.
Professional help, we like it. Here's the next one. I have recently started a new job. I was very excited to get this job, and I feel like I have all the skills to do my job. That's important. My first day, I noticed I'm having tingling in my hands and feet, and I am feeling very overwhelmed. At lunch, I spent the entire time in my office because my heart was beating really fast, and I felt panic. It seems to be getting worse every day, and a friend of mine told me it sounds like a panic attack. I do not want to get on medication, but I do need to get this under control. What do you suggest I do, doctor?
Ooh, this is a big one. So it definitely sounds like we have some anxiety and, you know, and stress. And so good change is still change, and it still causes stress and anxiety to build. So just because we're having positive things happen, like having a child, we just kind of talked about having a child. That was usually positive for people.
Right.
But yet it causes a lot of anxiety and extra stress. And so starting a new job can definitely be stressful.
Can.
There's a lot to learn, a lot of transitions, whatever that is. This person does feel confident in his or her abilities to do their job, which is important.
Yeah.
But this panic. So some things you can do is start doing some relaxation things for yourself, some deep breathing.
Right.
I teach my kids when we talk about relaxation to do some, we call it two-hand breathing, where we're just taking 10 long, deep breaths and slowing it down to help regulate our heart rate.
Two-hand, how does that?
10 fingers, so 10.
Oh, okay.
We count it out by our hands for kids.
All right.
We call it two-hand breathing, so it's just 10 really long, slow, deep breaths with your eyes closed and just kind of let your body feel that relaxing and bringing it down.
Right.
Exercise. If you're not going to the gym, exercise is great when we're having anxiety.
Oh, it's huge. It's wonderful. It's a great blessing.
Absolutely. Watch your diet. If you're starting a new job, are you drinking a lot of coffee or caffeine?
Right. Yeah.
Because that can definitely induce that anxiety to happen more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find that your consumption of caffeine is high, maybe you need to lower it down.
Yeah.
Because sounds like he had that rapid heart beating, which is definitely a sign it could be a panic attack. However, there's some things that we can just do naturally to bring our bodies back down to that level. And usually it's just the transition that is difficult. And once you kind of feel that settled in, it might take a few weeks, a few months. You'll regulate naturally. So
yeah.
I would definitely not suggest going straight to medication.
Right. No.
I would suggest trying to exercise, trying to take some deep breaths, taking your lunch break off and trying just clearing your thoughts, like you having relaxing music in your office.
Good point. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Or one of those little water fountains. Those are so cool.
Something to slow your body down.
Yeah.
And so just using some natural remedies and see how that helps.
Good. I like that.
I like all of that.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's hope for this person. This is not that uncommon to have anxiety when you start a new job. Don't you think, Doctor?
Oh, it's not uncommon at all. And there's so much excitement when you start a new job.
Yes.
And there's so, you know, we kind of dream of what it's going to look like in our head. And then we go show up at work. And it's not exactly the way we envisioned it.
Right.
And so there's a lot to learn, usually. There's a lot of different things to get used to. And so it can get overwhelming to your body system. And it's just not sure how to process all this newness coming in. And so give your body a break. And it's okay to, even if you take breaks and just go outside and walk.
That's a good idea.
You know, take your breaks and just go walk.
Change the scenery.
Absolutely. Yep. That'll help your body relax and just get out of that constant overstimulation.
But if you're listening tonight, whoever wrote this in, just know that you will get better. This is not forever. This is a...
very temporary, yes.
And it's not that uncommon either.
Mm-mm.
So don't make yourself get more stressed by thinking something awful's happening to you.
True. And the more you think about it, the worse you make it.
Right.
And
yeah.
So trying not to focus on it, take your lunch breaks off, have the relaxing music, go take walks. Those will be things that will kind of help bring your body down, regulate you a little bit, and you won't feel that overwhelm as easy.
Dr. Angel Falzone, you are so good with these questions. We're just throwing them at you, and you're just coming up with great answers. Here's the eighth one. Are you ready? My adult daughter is a single mom with two young children. I do not agree with how my daughter is parenting her kids or the decisions she is making for them. I try to tell her what she needs to change when I see her, but it just causes arguments between us. I believe my grandchildren should have more freedom to explore the world around them. My daughter reminds me of a drill sergeant, as she has rules and consequences for them. She even makes the 7-year-old sort laundry as a chore. This is absurd to me. Kids should play, not do chores. My daughter has enrolled my grandchildren in a preparatory academy for school. I believe my grandchildren should just go to the neighborhood public school with the other kids in their neighborhood. How can I talk to my daughter about my concerns without causing arguments between us? Oh my, this grandmother is opinionated.
Yeah.
I'm a grandmother and I think, wow. Seriously? You really are that?
So what would you tell this grandmother, Mama Mac?
Well, I think she needs to back off. I mean, yeah, it's one thing to have your opinions, but wow, it seems to me like the daughter can't do anything right, really.
Well, it seems to me that both of them want what's best for the kids, and they have different views of what that is. The adult mom of her kids is trying to make decisions that she thinks is best, and the grandmother, they have a different philosophy, and they're not in accord. And they don't have to be. Mom, who has her kids, you know, grandmother was able to raise her children in her thoughts and her philosophies.
That's right. That's my point.
And it doesn't seem like what the mom now is doing is causing harm. It's just a different way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like she's really trying to make good decisions for her kids, although the grandmother is not feeling like they're good decisions. I mean, going to, what was it, a preparatory academy? Those are not easy places to get into for kids. And so it sounds like this mom is really trying to work to give her kids the best, whatever she thinks that is. And so I would say to the grandmother is give your daughter some freedom to be a mom.
Yes, that's what I would say too.
And you know what? When you're with your grandkids, guess what? You can give them freedom to play.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's
and
when,
let them be kids and back off and let them have that time. That's what's so great about being a grandmother.
It is. I love it.
You don't have to enforce the rules as much, or
that's
you're
right.
not responsible for all these big decisions.
And then they go home.
And then they do. And then they can go home and mom can
that's right.
do it under her system. And that's okay. So instead of trying to change her mindset of how she should raise her kids, just let her have the freedom to do it.
It reminds me of just a situation that I knew many years ago. But the mother is getting herself all worked up. The grandmother, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
The grandmother's got herself all worked up into this kind of little stew, if you will, because she just doesn't think the daughter's doing it right. But it is the daughter's life to lead, you know?
And the daughter is responsible
for
her kids. And she has to do what she can live with herself.
And there's nothing wrong with letting a seven-year-old have a chore.
Absolutely not.
You and I did that.
You
know, our kids.
Right.
I mean, when we raised our kids, my kids folded laundry and took laundry to their brother or sister's room and that kind of stuff. That was just part of life. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, what I see is just a total difference of parenting philosophy.
Oh, that's it. That's what it is.
Grandmother kind of comes from more, I don't know, the hippie kind of movement of freedom and, you know, just letting kids explore, which
that's what I thought too.
One thought.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying either one's right or wrong. What I'm saying is they're not harmful. The mother's trying to make the best decisions in her belief system. The grandmother wants it in her belief system. So guess what? When grandmother, you have the kids, you can give them freedom to play and support your daughter. She's a single mom. She needs your support.
She does. And it makes you wonder if the daughter really wanted more, structure as she grew up.
You hear that a lot of times
when
people grow up and they didn't have the structure. They implement things that they didn't have.
Right.
And it could be that.
And maybe it's a little overboard right now, but maybe it'll come back in line. You know, a lot of times these things just take time for the mother.
Balance,
that's the word. For the mother to talk to other mothers, for the mother to see how other mothers do this. But she's by herself. She doesn't even have a spouse, right?
A single mom
with two kids. So, you know, cut her some slack. And I agree, doctor, just try your best to pick up the slack that grandma needs to.
Well, and here's the thing. When grandmother, if you are coming against your daughter and telling her what she needs to do, and this, you know, I'm telling her what she needs to change, what you're doing is making her have to fight for her way even that much more. And you're not even letting her come to that balance point.
And, you know, don't you think the daughter probably wants mom to say, you're doing a great job raising these kids?
Absolutely. She's probably looking for some validation.
She probably is, and she probably doesn't get it, you know?
No.
And so I would say to grandma, since I am one, you know, cut your daughter some slack, support her as often as you can with favorable comments, and try to help her make life a little easier. It sounds pretty structured, but it also sounds like the daughter really wants her children to attain a lot and be good people.
Well, and it sounds like she's just trying to make good, healthy decisions for her kids. So give your daughter freedom to be a parent.
Absolutely. Woo. All right. Good question. Thank you, listeners. And again, we welcome you to send any questions that will end up on another show. We still have another one we want to talk about here in just a second. But 727-888-4171 is our text-in number that you can use 24/7, 365. Doesn't have to be during the show. Anytime, along with the email address, which goes directly to my personal email so we get them. And the email address is goyard2014@gmail.com. All right, another question, Dr. Angel Falzone. Here we go. This one's interesting. I am a professional. We don't know what kind of job this person has. I have been married for over 15 years now. It's a woman because she says, my husband and I have a good relationship. However, it is lacking in time together and intimacy. Recently, a man has been flirting with me. For the first time in many years, I feel alive. I have even flirted back some. I don't want to have an affair, and I feel guilty for liking the attention from this other man. What do I do? Whoa. This is interesting.
I really wish we knew what profession she was in.
Why, Chris?
Because normally when a woman says, I'm a professional.
Right.
And leaves it at that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like there's something that they're hiding. The first thing that pops into my mind is, like, extracurricular. You know? I don't know. That's a tough one.
Ooh. No, to me, that sounds like somebody who is like a doctor or an attorney or a teacher or somebody like that.
Why wouldn't she just say, I'm a doctor?
Well, which would, you know, it would not be good for their profession or their image. And that's why maybe a teacher. I don't know.
Yeah.
But doesn't, I guess.
It is very vague and
it's
makes
vague.
It challenging.
Yeah. But the problem is real. Because
true.
15 years of marriage and here they are lacking in time spending together and intimacy. Dr. Angel, take it away.
Ooh, well, this is a good
Chris
one.
Chris and I want to hear what you have to say here.
Well, the fact that she realizes that she likes this attention, it sounds like it hasn't passed that line of no return, which is good. So you know that. So you have some self-awareness here. And so,
right.
And you can see what's lacking in your relationship. So what I'm going to say is start investing in, back into your marriage, those things that are lacking. If you're lacking in time together, start scheduling time with your husband and get that back for him and with you guys together. Plan a 3-day weekend, plan a dinner together, do spontaneous things, because see, that's the lure of the affair. It's spontaneous, it's
yes.
fresh, it's new.
Yes.
And you know, invest that right back into your marriage
and make the effort to come up with, and probably the husband will be thrilled that you plan a 3-day vacation or I just want to spend time with you, honey, let's go to dinner tonight. And you know,
absolutely. You know, I'm going to go back to the big C word, communicate with your husband.
There you
go. You know, I feel like our relationship's lacking. What can we do? Let's spice this up. Let's bring that spontaneity back into this. Intimacy is lacking. Create intimate moments, conversations,
right.
walks on the beach, candlelight dinner.
Right.
I mean, just little things can make a big difference in a marriage.
Oh, absolutely. But I think this is a telling sentence. For the first time in many years, I feel alive. That's kind of a scary sentence.
Well, and she says, too, I've even flirted back.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
here's
yes.
Here's what I would challenge her to do is whatever she's doing. I mean, for girls, flirting means a lot of different things.
Right.
Whatever flirtatious, you know, ways she is acting towards this guy, why doesn't she do that to her husband?
Right.
Absolutely. And that's
maybe
great.
Maybe he would reciprocate and she would be like, whoa.
Right.
All I had to do was initiate flirtation
yeah.
and I can get it right back. You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's not very good at flirting. Maybe he just doesn't. Maybe she's tried and he won't do it. I don't know, but
we appreciate your viewpoint,
34-year-old
single man.
That's a good one, but it's true. And so, you know, feeling alive that, you know, when we're married for a long time or
yeah.
in a relationship, you know, it just, that sameness can happen and we get in our ruts and
absolutely
and we don't have that freshness. So you got to create it.
You got to create it. I like
to
that,
do
Chris.
That.
That's good.
And so work on throwing it back into your marriage and creating that. And I would definitely say that you probably need to put some distance between this guy and yourself because you're liking
yeah.
the attention and you're flirting back.
This is dangerous. She's on the edge here because she says, I don't want to have an affair and I feel guilty for liking the attention. I think she's really kind of seesawing right there.
And it almost sounds like the other guy might be somebody that she works with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound
yeah.
like that to
I
me
think so too.
Because that's so easy. I mean, people joke around all the time about, oh, my work husband, oh, my work wife.
Oh, I've heard
you
that
know,
many
it's
times.
Like their best
yeah.
friend at work and whatever. And that's kind of what it seems like.
Yeah, it does.
So it might be difficult for her, like you were saying, to remove herself and step back.
Yeah.
It might be really hard because what if it's someone that she works with every day?
Right.
Definitely could be hard, but being aware
thanks.
Of it and maybe creating situations where there are a little more distance or make sure you're not alone together
oh,
or things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, be
can
careful.
Help. You need to put something to help protect yourself. You have to protect yourself from yourself.
Well, exactly. And it takes self-control. It takes discipline. And it takes thinking through the consequences if you do get involved in an affair. And it's all too common in the workplace. It really is.
Very much so. And having a marriage for 15 years can feel stagnant.
Right.
I mean, they kind of, the love cycle keeps up and down. And so she's, you know, in that stagnant kind of stable role, it sounds like. So let's spice it up. Do things different.
Right.
You know? Light some candles, and when your husband comes home for dinner, and have a nice candlelight dinner.
Absolutely.
Go take him for a walk somewhere. Go take a mini vacation. Do something spontaneous and bring that back.
Spend time alone together as much as you can. She hasn't mentioned any children, so it kind of sounds like there aren't any. So, you know, even that, you got to... A lot of times kids hold relationships together for a period of time.
They can.
And they can. And it's going to take effort.
It's going to take a lot of effort. But here's the thing that I challenge people to do is, you know, if you go through the fair, it will most likely destroy your marriage and you'll lose it. And the cost of a divorce is unbelievable, emotionally, financially, and every other aspect. So take all those resources and put it back in that relationship of your husband.
Give it a try.
Give it everything.
Yeah, give it everything. And not just a try. That's really...
Flirt with your husband.
Yeah, there you go. And that's a very good suggestion, Dr. Angel. Wow. We love your comments and your questions, listeners. It's great. And maybe you have heard something tonight that has helped you, or maybe a friend of yours is going through something that you've heard some answers here. And if not, and you want to send us directly your situation, we are welcoming those questions. And we might use your question in the future on a show. And so just send it to goyard2014@gmail.com. Or text it directly to me at 727-888-4171. And, of course, I'll get that right over to Dr. Angel, and she can be pondering her response. Dr. Angel Falzone, licensed mental health counselor and PhD. And, you know, it's so good to have that component of this show. I just appreciate you so much and the fun we have here. And the practical, this is a show about practical living.
This is life every day.
Living life every day the best we can. And we just heard a lot of situations from a lot of listeners who are going through real life trauma and events that are hurtful.
Absolutely.
But you know what? There's hope, because there's always time to change some of these things. And maybe in somebody's question you heard an answer that you can use in your life. And we'd love to hear your story. So send it to us. That would be great. And as always, check us out on our website, goyard2014.org, and listen to some of those old shows. We want to hear from you. Dr. Angel wants to hear from you, right, Dr. Angel?
Absolutely. Love the questions. Keep writing them in. And I thank you to everyone who sent the contributions for tonight's show.
That's great. Thanks, everyone. This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard. See you next week, gang. Bye.
Good night.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on this weary soul.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay.